The following recording is copyright 2011, Diocese of Little Rock, all rights reserved. For more information, visit www.dolr.org.
One of the hardest things most of us had to learn as a child in the days before Velcro was how to tie our own shoes. I remember my parents got a big wooden shoe for me to practice on. But then I had trouble applying that knowledge to my own foot because everything was backwards. Up to then, I had depended on my parents to tie my shoes because it was important that they be bound to my feet. You won't get very far if your shoes keep falling off. One of the hardest things of adulthood is to decide what to bind ourselves to in life. Who to bind ourselves to in marriage. What field of study to bind yourself to in college. And what job to bind yourself to when you enter the workforce. The word bind may give us the impression that these things leave us less free than before. But quite the opposite is true. No one is less free than the person who refuses to be bound to things that give meaning and purpose to life. The unemployed and the ignorant are not free. True freedom comes with commitment. Living for something bigger than yourself. The word religion comes from a word meaning to bind. We see that same root in our word ligament, religious ligament. Ligaments bind bone and muscle, giving us the freedom to walk or run. No one is less mobile than the person whose ligaments have been cut. Religion binds us to God and a system of beliefs about God. And no one has fewer resources for life than the person with no religion, whose connection to the source of life has been cut. In today's gospel, Jesus says he has come to enable us to be united as intimately to the Father as he is. And he describes this using the image of a yoke. Now, a yoke is a wooden frame that binds two oxen to each other so they can work together. That's the difference between a yoke and a harness. A harness binds one animal to equipment. A yoke binds two. And there are three things about this yoke. First, it exists. We can be bound. There is someone on the other side to whom we can be bound. Atheists don't think there's anybody over there. They're stuck with just a harness. It's all on them. Secondly, it's Jesus' yoke. This yoke binds us to the person of Jesus and his teaching. And third, it is not burdensome. Unlike the burdensome law of Moses, which was a one-animal harness that only the religious elite were really able to observe, Jesus' yoke is light. It brings us rest rather than exhaustion because Jesus' yoke is made for two. And Jesus is the one bound to us on the other side of that yoke. And he's the one pulling most of the load. In the course of life, we end up bound to many things. When we were children, our parents not only tied our shoes, they also sought to bind us to a particular set of values, a particular faith, particular relationships, for which I, for one, am eternally grateful. But there comes a time when we have to learn to tie our own shoes and to make those values our own. And no one else can do this for you. God has no grandchildren. He's only got children. No one inherits the faith. It comes to us as a gift, in many cases offered to us by God through our parents and others, but then we must choose to receive that gift. And no one else can do it for us. Not even your spouse. At a certain point, each of us must freely and personally invite Jesus into our lives and ask him to be there on the other side of that yoke to help us bear the load. We often hear TV preachers contrast faith and religion, claiming that faith is a relationship with Jesus, while religion is adherence to a system of beliefs. But that's a very misleading distortion. You can't be married in general. Marriage is always to a particular person. And the same is true with faith. You can't have faith in general. Faith, to be faith, has to have a specific content, specific religious beliefs. Religion is the concrete expression of the yoke of faith that binds us to Jesus. Catholic Christianity has existed for 2,000 years, but it becomes ours truly and personally only when we invite Jesus to be there on the other side and to be my yoke mate, your yoke mate. And so Jesus invites us, take my yoke on your shoulders and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble of heart. Your souls will find rest, for my yoke is easy and my burden light.